Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Patricia Hernandez. I'm a technical manager at the Children National Welfare Agency, which is the lead agency on children and adolescent affairs in Costa Rica. We agree with the approach of the rapporteurs when it comes to our fiscal budgetary situation. This is something we face in the Child Welfare Agency and other bodies face as well. Civil society and the parliament managed to achieve a budgetary increase some years ago. This is a law which foresees that 7% of the state budget be invested in the agency, so quite a significant amount. This was an achievement following certain activities, including cases being brought before court. So it led to an increase and high investment in educational and preventive programs which bore results. Recently, we had a Budgetary Consolidation Act adopted, which removed this budgetary allocation for the National Child Welfare Agency. So this means to say that our budget was cut by 20% this year in comparison to the previous year. Obviously, I'm sure you can imagine how significant a 20% cut is. But it corresponds to the amount of funds that we needed the previous year. We still have that budget, but we wanted to expand our programs. We wanted to ensure that our programs would reach the most far-flung communities through mobile units and also early intervention units. The mobile units program is an itinerant program to remote areas whereby we promote the rights of young people. Local people have access to consultations and they can also denounce violations there. When it comes to early intervention units, they work on the outskirts of cities in difficult neighborhoods where there are high rates of crime and violence. Children can go to these units either before or after school, they're pre-adolescents, and they receive educational, psychological, leisure and cultural support there. This means to say that we're trying to welcome more children into these early intervention centres so they're not on the streets, because that's where they're most at risk. So we've tried to roll out these programmes since 2016, but with a budgetary cut, whilst we can continue with these programmes, we cannot expand them, because we won't have the resources. This is something which is linked to my next comment. The Minister for Children presides over the Child Welfare Agency. This means to say that she is a member of the government and she votes on government decisions in the cabinet. As a result, when it comes to the budgetary issue, the minister is requesting that we be able to use the unused resources from last year and invest them in these programs. So that was the budget that we didn't use last year. The agency includes representatives of the ministry, civil society, and the Ombudsman's Office. This is on the National Council, I should say, for Children and Adolescents. Because it's high ranking, the council is ensuring the follow-up on all the national and international commitments that we have as a country. This year, I should say, since last year, we agreed that we would have two units or two teams which would follow up on these commitments so that all the agreements which we make have become stronger. It's true to say that we have a lot of laws and standards, but we need to make sure that these laws are effective. And the only way we can do that is to do this through what we call the technical lead. So this is what we've been doing since 2019. We can tell you quite frankly that we've started to realize what technical lead means when it comes to children and adolescents affairs. We've had to do our homework so that we know what we're talking about. We have a status provided to us in the Constitution, and this is what supports us when it comes to enforcing the law. The only way in which we can ensure that there is effective enforcement of laws, without which they're useless, is through this kind of exercise. So it's thanks to the fact that we have this ministerial status, the entity, the National Council for Children and Adolescent Affairs, and the creation of follow-up teams this year as one of our activities, are all ways of trying to ensure that we will obtain additional resources. This is because over the past 3 or 4 years, we've seen significant increase in our rollout of projects in partnership with non-governmental organizations. Because we always say that there are strategic partners when it comes to rolling out preventive and educational programs, and we need to pursue this avenue. The council is also a mechanism for building bridges with different entities. We want to be open to them because they are our partnerships. We want to have partnerships with civil society organizations so that